Kirk, how are you doing this afternoon?
Very good, Mark. I'm sitting here in the stands at Commonwealth waiting for the Bombers to finally get here.
Yeah,
gorgeous afternoon. What could be better?
The Bombers get to practice at Commonwealth and the Eskimos didn't today. What gives?
Yeah, the thing is CFL teams don't do walkthroughs anymore. So I believe the Bombers are just bringing like three or four people over here to the stadium. The rest of them go home. What I think is teams now do their walkthroughs at home in their own park and then come in later in the day. So they make our lives more difficult, but I think it makes things easier for them than hauling all the equipment to the stadium and going through a walkthrough.
They got to think about the media, though, more, don't they, Kirk?
They should. I agree. Let's get a petition going.
Yeah, we should. Let's start. The Bombers are 2-2 here, Kirk. What stood out for you so far through four games for the Bombers?
Well, basically, what stood out is how inconsistent they've been. It's kind of been one thing good, one thing bad, another thing good, another thing bad. It's kind of run the gamut here of good play in areas, bad play in others, and then whatever was bad the week before, it's better. I really am having a hard time putting my finger on what kind of identity this team has. The defense has been getting slowly but surely better under new defensive coordinator Richie Hall, but it's still not there yet. The offense is better under second-year starter Drew Willey and a better offensive line, but, you know, there's still a long way for them to go, too. So I would kind of describe them as a team that is still coming together. There's a lot of first- and second-year players on this team, and I think they're still learning to play together. So
if you had to put your finger,
I don't think we've seen the real ones yet.
If you had to put your finger on one aspect, like what is the strongest part of the Bomber team so far through 4 weeks?
That's a very good question. I mean, I would say it is the offense because, you know, their defensive numbers are not very good. And Drew Willey is completing 77% of his passes. He has the second best efficiency rating. I would have to say the passing game is basically what is their strength. And even then, it's not that strong. So they do have pretty much in every area a lot of work to do still.
You mentioned Drew Willey. He's a second-year starter. As Kirk Pendant from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. What has he specifically gotten better at as his second year as a full-time starter?
Well, having the better offensive line helped. Yeah. They went out and signed Stanley Bryan at left tackle and Dominic Picard at center. So he is getting more time. But one thing that has resulted from that is more patience. And he's not making the bad throws that he kind of was forced to make, I guess, last year on a lot of occasions. But He last year he threw more interceptions than touchdown passes. This year he's off to a much better start. 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and fewer 2 and outs. So he's showing growth for sure, and a lot of it I think does have to do with a better pass protection crew in front of him.
At one point in the season last year, the Bombers were 5-1, and then they went on to finish 7-11. That was Mike O'Shea's first year as a head coach, so I don't want to get too up about their start, but has he changed how he does business from year one to year two, or is Mike O'Shea the same no matter what time of day, what time of year? Is he always the same kind of guy?
Yeah, he is. He's that guy. He's that football coach who does not, he doesn't even acknowledge streaks of any kind. If you tried to ask him last year about that 8-game losing streak, which was one of the longest in franchise history, he would just ignore the question. He would say, we lost our last game, and now we need to go out and win our next game. And that hasn't changed. You know, he doesn't say much of consequence to the media. You know, he's really preaching a kind of a us against the world, I guess, mentality with his team. And I don't know, he's still growing himself. I mean, last week was a debacle in Calgary where they let the play clock run out in the last 2 minutes of the game, and it led to basically them losing by a point. So, you know, he's still coming along as a head coach. He's still learning, but he doesn't show panic. He doesn't let anything bother him. And that's actually rubbing some fans the wrong way in Winnipeg. Like, they kind of want to see him get mad maybe once when bad things happen, but he is not going to do that. He sticks behind his players 100%, and they're all in it together.
Kirk Pendon from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. The Bombers in town to take on the Eskimos tomorrow afternoon. I'll have the Green and Gold kickoff show starting at 4 p.m. and kickoff just after 5 p.m. You catch that on TSN. Kirk, they're taking on the Eskimos tomorrow. What have you liked from the Eskimos so far? They only played three games. They had that stupid bye week in week two, but what have you made of the Green and Gold so far?
Well, you know, I guess it's kind of hard to tell exactly what they are, considering they beat Ottawa twice. I don't think Ottawa's added a few pieces, but they're still Ottawa, and they took advantage of that. But for a team that lost its starting quarterback, it's pretty good. And you know the defense is going to be good. The defense under Chris Jones is going to be strong. And just look at last year. The Bombers gave up, or the Bombers scored, 12 points last year in two games against these guys. So I don't see how it's going to be any different from that perspective this year when it comes to the Eskimos. Defense is going to drive them. Matt Nichols, as long as he stops making the bad throws there, like he did last week in Ottawa, he's not going to hurt them. And if Shakir Bell's the real deal, there's no reason why the Eskimos can't be as good as they were last year. So there's talent here without a doubt.
You mentioned...
They just have to put it together.
You mentioned the defensive side, as the defense has surrendered the least amount of points so far. I know they played one last game, but the defense has looked really good. A player on the Eskimo defense that you covered for a few years is Odell Willis. He took a really questionable penalty against Ottawa last week. It seems like it's water under the bridge now, hearing Coach Jones and hearing Odell speak about it. But is this kind of something that, you know, he's a really passionate guy. Obviously, you remember he was the mayor of Swaggerville. Like, is that something you just kind of have to just accept that's going to come with Odell Willis?
Oh, for sure, without a doubt. He is a kid who plays football, and sometimes he acts like a kid. That's the problem. But no, you have to take it if you want to get what he brings. And I don't know how much he's brought this year yet. Maybe he's just slowly but surely getting going, or what it is, I don't know. But I assume Odell is going to deliver on the field, and you know, things like that happen. I don't know if what he did was worthy of a benching for the rest of the game, but. Some of your colleagues here today were telling me that Marcus Howard took a penalty last week and ended up sitting out a series as well. So it happens. But I think that's going to be Odell until the day he's done playing. That's just the way he rolls, and you got to accept it. That's how it was in Winnipeg, and that's still how it is today.
Kirk Pendon from the Winnipeg Sun joins. Just a couple more quick ones around the CFL in general. Are the Riders better than their 0-4 record would suggest?
Oh yeah, totally, without a doubt. When a team is leading the league by 140 yards of offense per game on average, then you're a way better team than 0-4, which is what the Riders are. Now, their defense isn't even the worst, which you would think, considering those gaudy offensive stats. But they're in the basement, but they're not the worst. It comes down to, you know, Corey Chamberlain, I think, is a big reason why they're 0-4. He's made some very questionable decisions, and he needs to figure it out. He needs to get his team back under control and have them play a little better, but I think he needs to give his defensive duties to somebody else. He's trying to be his former coach in Chris Jones and be the head coach and the defensive coordinator. He needs to let Greg Quick, the guy he hired to replace Richie Hall, take over the defense, and he has to focus on being a head coach. So they'll turn it around eventually. I don't know if they'll get it done this week against Hamilton. I think Hamilton's the best 1-2 team in the league, so they could definitely be 0-5, but not going to change my thoughts that they are still a team that has a very good shot at making the playoffs. I really do.
Is Corey Chamberlain coaching the Riders at the end of the season?
I think so. I do. I know I had it in my Sun Media Insiders piece this week that he wouldn't be, but that was just the speculation of one CFLer. So.
Oh, that's very fair. I'll get you out of here. No, we'll get you out of here on this one, Kirk. Shying away from the CFL, going to the NHL. What have you made of the offseason the Winnipeg Jets had? Are they poised to return to the playoffs next season?
Well, they're pretty quiet. Losing Michael Frolik to the Calgary Flames was basically the only move of significance that has been made. Now, they have a lot of young guys coming down the pipeline, but how good are those guys going to be in their first year? So there's a very real chance that the Jets could be taking a step back this year, because Michael Frolik was one of those guys, just plays every position that you need him to, and now he's gone, and not for a lot more money than the Jets were offering. So I don't know. We'll see. They got their taste of the playoffs last year, of course, but didn't win a single game in those playoffs. And now I would argue that their team isn't as talented as it was during that series against Anaheim. So it'd be very interesting to see how their young players coming in do.
Kirk, I appreciate your time today. I know you got to get to Bombers Walkthrough, so get there, and I'll see you down at the Commonwealth Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Thanks for your time.
All righty, Mark. Thanks for having me. Anytime.